Is there a good spelling program that you recommend for a rising sixth grader? He is living daily at school, and I want to use something in the summer to be doing more things. I there are a number of spelling curriculum that people have used. Just not knowing where he is. I mean, there's some where you, do you want them to work independently, listening to a tape recorder kind of thing? Do you want them, do they do better with mnemonics? Like some people use that excellence in writing, it's got little mnemonics. It has the phonetic zoo. You take a little test. Some kids, they don't need the cute pictures or the jingles, but they just want to see that they're making progress. So they can do fine with, some of the, I guess there's All About Spelling as curriculum, Spelling Power. There's a lot of different things that that we've seen work, But I think most of them have a little samples on their websites, and maybe that would be a good idea to let your sixth grader choose and see which program works for them. When we test kids, often we try to do a little troubleshooting ourselves, and it's really kind of empowering for the kids. We'll say, a word that we'd use that's hard would be the word foreign, right? Because it's got the E-I-G-N, and so you have to kind of memorize them in sequence. And so some people will tell them, we'll try auditory, we'll have them just say it letter by letter and see if they remember it that way. You can do just simple visual presentation, but usually that doesn't work very well. Usually that's the weakest way because that's just your visual snapshot memory. So another way to do it is to color code the letters and put in color those letters they have to remember, which would be the E-I-G for foreign. Four is easy, the E-I-G in order, and make different colors the letters and then make an N. Some people would do better with color coding and doodling. And, usually you can figure it out. If you have a couple of words that are going to be difficult, then you can try them out and see which is better. Then you're dealing with mostly a list.